Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. As you gear up to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow, no doubt thanks is on your mind. Well, it was on the Apostle Paul's mind, too. In fact, that's the way he began most of his epistles, giving thanks. For example, in his opening to Philippians, he says it like this, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. John, it seems like Paul devoted a lot of his time in prayer to thanking God for the churches he planted. Is that just one of the features of his calling as an apostle, or is he calling on us to follow his pattern?
I don't think it was a strategy, Denny. I don't think it was something that he calculated. I don't think it was manipulation. I don't think it was fawning on people or flattering people. I think he was thankful. I think that's the whole point. You know, Thanksgiving gets a little bit like, oh, okay, it's November 25th or whatever. I think we ought to be thankful. Okay, let's all pull out our thankful list and tell the Lord how thankful we are. I really don't think it's that kind of thing in Paul's case. I think he doesn't write to churches to flatter them. He writes them from the depths of his heart, and he really was thankful. He was thankful to the Lord for their salvation. He was thankful to them for their response to his preaching and teaching. He was thankful to them for their gifts to him. They sent him money. They cared for him. They housed him. They prayed for him. He was thankful for their obedience, for their witness, how the gospel sounded out from them, as he says regarding the Thessalonians. I think this is the real deal, and I think it ought to be the same way when we come to Thanksgiving. It shouldn't be something that is for us an event, but rather maybe an escalated opportunity that we take every day to express heartfelt thanks.
This is Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more on today's topic, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.